At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to episode 569 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Whew, we got a big one today, guys. We got a big one in more ways than one. Hello and welcome. Another big day in the arena. But today, we got a lot going on. We got sweats on sweats on sweats. It's finally here, the NFL Draft tonight at 7 o'clock. Cannot wait. We got some lines that are coming off the board. We got lines that are moving. I'm going to update you guys on the numbers as of right now. And again, remember, Vegas, you had until, 5 o'clock last night to get your bets in. That was Pacific time because the game, the draft will be in Vegas and the gaming commission isn't going to let any nonsense or late action or craziness screw up the night. So if you're in Vegas, I had one person actually DM me and say, hey, I'm driving to Arizona to go bet. So your options are there as well. But for those of us who are not in Nevada, you still have some time here. So by the time the pod comes out, should be about 3 o'clock. Some of these lines will have moved, but we're going to update you on these numbers. I'm going to update you on some props that are looking really, really good right now. I'm going to add a couple more as well. So I'm really trying to finalize my card. We got one more batch of data from BetMGM. So I tweeted this out earlier at Josh_Insights, but some really good percentage-based plays that we can take advantage of. So we will update our card before a big NFL draft. Baseball, it's a big baseball day, but there's only one game because we've got a lot of day games. The pod won't be coming out in time. It's a big NHL day. I got 7 bets in the NHL I want to share. And the NBA, I got 3 big bets here. And we got some really good contrarian plays. And unders continue to crush it, but let's see if these lines might be adjusted too low. That's kind of my bit of a worry here. But a lot to get to today, guys. And really, the big thing that I need to ask you guys a huge favor about, I need all your good juju. I need all your good vibes. I want you to rub your horseshoe or your rabbit foot, any little, idiosyncrasies as a bettor. I need your good vibes today because it is a huge day, not only with the NFL draft, NBA playoffs, NHL, MLB, but it's a huge day for those of us in Massachusetts because today is the day, baby, where the Senate, the Massachusetts Senate, is finally going to vote on legalized sports betting in Massachusetts. So there's a hiccup here with allowing college betting or not. Obviously, no-brainer, duh, you should allow it. But this is huge. This is the furthest that sports betting has come in Massachusetts. And really, if they can find a way to get this thing passed. Then they have, I think, like until like 2 months to get it to the governor's desk. So this is really, and a lot of people who are tied into it, who I'm talking to, say this is the closest we've ever been to legalizing. So hopefully it's not Lucy in the football again. Hopefully it's not another bad beat, but today is the vote in the Senate. So dear God, let's get this thing passed. It's a huge day again for those of us in Massachusetts who see everyone else having fun. It's like everyone gets invited to the party, including everyone surrounding us in my state, except us. So hopefully finally we get our invite. Let's go Massachusetts sports betting. Do not screw it up, Massachusetts lawmakers. Let's get it passed today. But I buried the lead, guys. We continue to grind this week. Another good day yesterday, looking at a 7-2 day plus 2.47 units. Nice little 4-1 in Major League Baseball. We got the Fathers. We got Miami. We got Minnesota. We got the Halos. Couldn't get San Fran. They lost 1-0, but a nice 4-1 MLB. Nice little 2-0 in the NHL. We got Winnipeg. We got the Kings. And we got 1-1 in the NBA. So we got the Chicago under by the skin of our teeth. That thing got real, real scary there at the end. I think it landed, what, 216, had under 217.5. Could not get the over in the Nuggets game. But either way, guys, we're off to a great start this week. So yesterday, 7-2 plus 2.47 units. So we're up over 8 units on the week. Plus 0.91 on Monday, 4.59 on Tuesday. That was our big one. And then another nice one yesterday, 2.47. So hopefully it is the, the NFL draft in the air. Maybe legalized betting in Massachusetts, but a great start to our week. Let's see if we can continue on a big, big thirsty Thursday. So that being said, guys, I want to start off with some NFL draft betting. So I'm going to update you guys on some numbers. I'm looking at my card, what I've bet, and what we talked about yesterday. And then I'm looking for, okay, did these lines get better? You know, do we get some closing line value? Is anything kind of going against us? Are there new bets that are popping up in terms of information-based, data-driven wagers? All that stuff we will be discussing right now. So I think we all got to start the conversation about the number one overall pick. So not a gift and a curse, not Jekyll and Hyde. I'm looking for a cliche here, but the good and the bad. Number one, Trayvon Walker. The good is that, you know, we actually beat the closing line, guys. Remember yesterday, only 17% of bets, but 39% of money. We saw that steam to Trayvon Walker. Again, guy who came really out of nowhere and made a big move. And then he kind of fell back a little bit. But, you know, again, we talk about late movement when you're looking at betting just a regular game. To me, that last half hour, 10 minutes, last 5 minutes before a game starts, line movement can be really critical because that's when the biggest bets come in, the highest limits are available. So that steam to Walker, we're like, okay, something's going on here. But really, guys, I think it's a fait accompli. It's going to be Walker number one. Again, no locks or guarantees in betting, but I'm glad on the one hand that we bet Walker yesterday at minus 225 because I was saying, hey, we missed the plus money. We didn't get a great number here, but at minus 225, it's trending in the right direction. And I woke up today, Trayvon Walker is minus 450. Minus 450 for those in the back. I see a couple shops like minus 500. So hopefully you put in Walker yesterday at minus 225. He is now minus 450. So we're feeling good about that. I guess the only bad thing is I wish I got him a little bit earlier. But hey, if you're minus 450 now and we got a minus 225, we save $2. $2.25. So let's go Walker number one. Now Hutchinson number two, I bet him minus 200. I'm getting a little bit nervous about him. He's down to minus 155 to go second overall. So it's between him and Thibodeau. I still think Hutchinson is the play with the bets and dollars discrepancy, but Thibodeau is down to plus 110. I think he was plus 150 yesterday to be second overall. So again, that's not going in our direction. But some other really good lines and moves here, guys. Number one, our buddy, who is it? Hall. Running back, first running back off the board. Remember we bet this one yesterday at minus 190, 38% bet, 72% dollars. I look today, first running back off the board, our buddy Hall, Breece Hall, he's now minus 225. So great news there. We got a minus 190, he's up to minus 225. So again, if you haven't bet Hall yet, I'd bet him now. But again, these lines are moving in the right direction. The other one that caught my eye, so Ekwonu minus 200, that didn't move. First offensive lineman selected. I'm still grinding that one out. Garrett Wilson is still minus 175, so I'm still riding that one. Hopefully you got a better number there. But some other ones that caught my eye, offensive lineman, under 7.5. We talked about this yesterday. It was 50-50, but you had 72% of money on the under. Well, the under 7.5 that we bet yesterday at minus 200, wake up today, it's now minus 250. So that's moving in the right direction, under 7.5 offensive lineman. What else do we have here? I'm looking at all of my numbers. So London is off the board. I bet him over 10.5. Thibodeau is off the board at some shops. I bet him under 4.5. The other ones that, so here's a really good one that if you haven't bet yet, I would bet now. Again, hopefully you bet it yesterday. We talked about it, but my brother from another mother, out in Iowa, Linderbaum, We bet Linderbaum over 27.5 draft position yesterday at minus 150. Well, guess what? His over-under went from 27.5 to now 29.5. So that's beating the closing line. He's minus 145 to still go over. So it's one of those moves where even though it moves, it's still juiced up in favor of the movement. So Linderbaum, if you haven't bet it yet, you really wanted to have gotten it yesterday, but it's a good sign. Linderbaum, we got over 27.5. Now today's 29.5. You love that. The other one that I wanted to talk about, Lloyd, the linebacker from Utah. Yesterday, we bet him over 18.5. Remember, it was 50-50, but 75% of bets over. Well, guess what? Now he's 19.5. These little, you know, one, you may not think like, you know, one position from like 18.5 to 19.5 or Linderbaum, 27.5 to 29.5. Like those are huge moves in terms of like, usually it's just the juice that gets adjusted. When you adjust several draft slots, that's huge. So again, if you haven't bet these are good signs that maybe you still want to bet them. But Linderbaum again now, Lloyd, our guy, is now 18.5 up to 19.5, and the over is minus 150. So that was actually 18.5 over at minus 135. So I like Lloyd to be 20 or higher. If you haven't bet that, I would bet that right now. Let's see. Still have Hill, first round pick, minus 200. That hasn't moved. Neal over 5.5. I want to say the Neal 5.5 has moved a little bit. Let me just double check. Because I got all these. You should see all my like papers right now. It's absurd. I got everything online, but also he's not listed anymore at BetMGM. He's actually off the board. Thibodeau's 4.5 under minus 135. He was minus 165 yesterday. So I guess that's not going in the best direction. But here are my additions. And if you want more of a breakdown here, I did tweet this out. But two of my additions based on more data that came in today. So number one is our guy, Jameson Williams. Jameson Williams considered to be one of the top wide receivers, but you know he tore his ACL. Still hoping Wilson goes one overall. That's a bet that we have. But I'm going to go Jameson Williams under 12.5. What jumped out to me with Jameson Williams, he actually opened 13.5. He's down to 12.5, and the under 12.5 is now minus 185. So that's a huge move in terms of juice and in terms of, you know, a full slot there. And the under is getting 67% of bets, but 92% of money. So I added today, or this morning actually, Jameson Williams under 12.5. Let's get him 12 or earlier. And then if you're looking for someone to slide, it's our buddy with the small hands, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett, guys, he is sliding right now. So you've heard that connection with Carolina. Who's it, their owner? Someone went to Pitt, and they have that kind of Pittsburgh connection. But Kenny Pickett, the data is saying he could really slide. He opened 12.5. He's up to 15.5. And that 15.5 is juiced up over at minus 250. And the over is getting 73% of bets and 94% of money. So that's a big adjustment for the Pickett over. So I did get a little bit down on Pickett over 15.5 at minus 250. So still sweating all of our bets from yesterday. If you want a full breakdown, you can always check out yesterday's pod. But the good news is Walker's moving. We got a minus 225 now to minus 450. Let's start off the draft with Walker going one. And again, that's like, you know, when I was in Vegas, they did the first to 15, all these, bettors at Mandalay Bay. Like, let's get the first to 15. Let's get the first one right. Let's go Walker number one. And then, of course, again, Hall we talked about, the under-offensive lineman, Linderbaum over, Pickett over, Lloyd over, Jameson Williams under. I'm still sweating Thibodeau, Neal, these other ones here. But I think if you're just asking me, like, Josh, I haven't bet any of these, what would you bet right now that you still think has value? I would say the Linderbaum over. Again, 29.5, it's moved, but that tells me it's probably going to be a second rounder here. And the Jameson Williams under and the Lloyd over. Lloyd over actually may be the best one left here. So it's 50% bets over, but 75% money over. And we did see that go up 18.5 to 19.5. So I think Lloyd might be the best one left on the board. But again, you know, file this away for future reference. But NFL draft, it pays to get on these things a little bit early and try to, you know, predict the steam. It's difficult to do, but at least with Walker, we got a decent number. We saved a couple dollars there. So just a little NFL draft update. And again, I will be, I'm doing with for VEASAN a breakdown of all the prop bets that cash and don't. We have a huge VEASAN show tonight. So you guys, if you want to tune in, maybe you could do the NFL draft on mute and then turn on the VEASAN show. That will be a lot of fun. But we'll have you wall to wall coverage for the draft tonight. And I just wanted to wet your whistle with a few of these, to hopefully get us excited with some movement that we identified and it's going further in our direction. So with that being said, before we actually dive into our sweats today, aside from the huge NFL draft and me, you know, trying to find a Zoom link to the Massachusetts Senate hearing so I can hopefully read some tea leaves and hope that thing passes. But again, 7 NHL bets, 1 in Major League Baseball, 3 in the NBA, a big, big day for more reasons than one. And again, today, like this has got to be a top 10 betting day, maybe top 5 betting day of the year. It's just fantastic with so much going on, headlined by the draft. But anyway, guys, real quick, housekeeping as always, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you gotta do is plug in your email, and every single day you'll wake up to my Market Insights column, giving you sharp reports every single day, pretty much grinding the NBA playoffs right now. You also get full draft coverage, so everything I mentioned, Matty Eumanns, Michael Lombardi, Gil Alexander, the whole crew. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern time, so I have all the links to that on the YouTube page and VSiN.com. You get a link to all of our betting splits, get updated every 10 minutes, look for those low bets, higher dollar situations, promos for legal sports books, take advantage, they want your business, you want to shop for the best line, it's a win-win. You also get a bunch of NBA playoff coverage from our guy JBT, the New Mexico Open. So if you're looking for some golf breakdowns, Wes and Brady with the Long Shots crew have you covered. You get Adam Burke's blurbs, Andy McNeil's daily NHL. It's just a jam-packed newsletter along with all the rundown of all the shows and the guests that day and all of our city casts. So again, if you haven't done it yet, VSiN.com/newsletter. And if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you're saying, hey, Josh, I love all the free stuff, the free pod, you know, everything on the free website, all the free shows, but I'm looking for more data information. I want to take my game to the next level. We'll become a VSiN All Access member. Only $59 for our summer special, and that is going to cover you now until July 31st with every single best bet email. A really underrated part of VSiN. You'll get all the best bets from everyone at VSiN sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day. You also get every Point Spread Weekly magazine. Get ready. Tomorrow we'll have some biting in the arena. See if we can continue our hot streak 2-0 last week. And you will also get everything behind the VSiN.com paywall, all of our betting guides, all those low bets, higher dollar splits, everything you need to make the most informed bet that you can. Again, great opportunity now, only $59 covering you now until July 31st. And then, of course, guys, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged into a real-time market. Twitter is key today of all days for late NFL draft, things that'll leak. And if you can find a tweet immediately and jump on your sports book and it's still up there before it comes down, like some of these reports will leak and then the books will just take the odds down. So have Twitter popped open, have your tweet deck open, you know, follow different important people, your Schefters, you know, your garage, all these different people. And then if you can jump on some actionable news before the line's adjusted, that's how to use Twitter to your advantage today. But get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email. Questions, comments, suggestions, anything I can do to help you in your sports betting journey, you let me know. Need a new app to track your bets. You got to have a new sports book you want to get referred to. Let me know. I will guide you in the right direction the best that I can. And again, you can always email me, josh@vsiN.com. So with that being said, we started off with some NFL draft talk. Let's start with Walker going one. Let's start with a good start to the draft tonight. But I want to hit on just one Major League Baseball game, guys, just to wet your whistle. I was going to go to break early, but I'm saying, hey, I only got one game to talk about because all these games are coming out or starting before the pod takes place. And there's only three games available after the pod comes out, and there's really only one that caught my eye. So I'm going to play tonight my one bet in Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves. Give me the Atlanta Braves tonight, guys, against the Chicago Cubbies. What I like about Atlanta, big steam move in their favor. They opened at home, laying about a minus 180, minus 170. They've been steamed up all the way to minus 200. So big, big move in favor of Atlanta. If you look at these home favorites, minus 200 or more, they're 30-12, 71% this year, 3% ROI. Non-division home favorites, they're 67-41, 62%, 2% ROI. Favorites so far this year, remember we had some dogs barking early, favorites almost like hockey, it's kind of looking like that overall, but 169-105, 62%, and by the way, under 60%, 15% ROI, unders continue to roll here, guys, but Atlanta matches a lot of betting systems. Again, you don't have to worry about a divisional dog angle, you have Atlanta at home outside the division, kind of a low total, a lot of these books are 8.5, looks like they're coming down to 8, you also have a home plate umpire. So again, I joke about Scott Foster and, you know, Jerome Boger and these guys, but I take the home plate ump as a cherry on top. It's not the only reason you bet a game, but if it lines up with what you already are looking at, then I'll take it. So Quinn Walcott is the home plate ump. He's 57% historically to the home team. So I will take that. You also have Chicago Cubs 4-8 against righties. They're going up against Wright today. Wright is 2-0, 1.06 ERA. He's been great. Atlanta's 4-3 against lefties. Hopefully they light up Drew Smyly. And a little, I don't know, added juice, added motivation, a little good juju here is Ronald Acuna. One of the best young players in baseball who was probably going to win MVP last year before he tore his ACL. Acuna got called up from AAA. He's ready to go, and I believe he's going to be in the lineup tonight. So imagine if you got, you know, your best player back after a year. I think that really juices up Atlanta today, and that's kind of an outside variable where maybe that's partly why we're seeing this line really rise to the Braves. So with Acuna back, I think that really gets the juices flowing for Atlanta. That's my one bet in Major League Baseball today. I got Atlanta Braves at minus 199. There you have it, guys. First half of the pod in the books. One baseball game. I wish there were more, but timing really wasn't in our favor today based on when the pod comes out and when these games start. But don't worry. We talked NFL draft. We had one Major League Baseball game. I got seven in the NHL. It's kind of a tricky NHL night because you only have like one or two games left in the season for these teams. So motivation is important. Also, you know, there's a lot of big favorites, but are these favorites resting guys? You know, should we not play them? I got seven bets NHL I want to share. I got three in the NBA. Let's finish up strong on a big, big Thirsty Thursday. I got a jam-packed day. I got the pod, Lombardi line. I got betting across America 3-4. I got Rush Hour with Danny Burke tonight at 6:15. And most of all, the back corner of my eye, I'm keeping an eye on Massachusetts sports betting. Let's go! Hashtag let us bet. Do not go anywhere, guys. Going to finish up strong on NFL Draft Day, episode 569 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day. And hopefully grind and sweat in the arena legally in Massachusetts soon. Your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. Talking NHL and NBA playoffs when we return on episode 569 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. We're cooking with some gas this week, guys. We are cooking with gas. 7-2 plus 2.47 units last night. We've been up each day this week. Let's see if we can continue it. Up around 8 units overall. So we start off the pod looking at the NFL draft. Obviously updated a lot of these numbers. A lot of these are moving in our direction, which is fantastic. Again, if you're looking at some draft bets or prop bets now that, hey, I haven't gotten in on anything, I still think the Linderbaum over, the Lloyd over, the Williams under, Pickett sliding, maybe 16 or higher. Those are ones that maybe still have value. To me, when I say still have value, you got to be like minus 200 or less. If you're minus 200 or more, it's Betris, not bet to win. And then it's like the limits are low. It becomes like for example, if you're going to bet Walker minus 450, he's probably going to go number one. But if you had to risk, you know, one unit, what are you getting? Like two units back. Like, it just doesn't become a very profitable type situation. So if I look at some of these prop bets that are still minus 200 or less, to me, at least you can get a little bit more on the take back there. But anyway, guys, let's talk NHL. I got a lot of bets in the NHL tonight. I think you got to be a little careful, as I mentioned before the break, about obviously, teams resting guys and what does it mean to these different teams. So here we go. First one on the board for me, I'm going to go Carolina Hurricanes. I'm going to lay a minus 225 on Carolina. They're at home against the New Jersey Devils. They do have Antti Raanta back in goal, their backup goalie, who they were previously playing a young Russian kid who's actually done pretty well. But Carolina is resting a couple guys, but they're only resting three guys, and they have the majority of their lineup still playing. So they actually opened like minus 300. They got down to like minus 220. But now that only a few guys are resting and the majority of their good players will play, you've seen this line start to tick back up to Carolina. So I'm going to play Carolina. I got a minus 225. You would match home fave off a win, opponent off a loss, 68%. Home fave 200 more off a win, 76%. Favorite off a win, 67% as well. Carolina, 45-19 as a favorite, 28-8 at home. Jersey, 15-41 as a dog, 11-25 on the road. And this is a don't overthink it type play. Carolina has won five straight. Jersey has lost four straight. And most of Carolina's good players will be playing. And it's just Staal, Svechnikov, and one other guy who are not playing. But you're still going to get Aho. You're still going to get Trocheck. And you are going to get your better goalie in net today. So I took Carolina minus 225. Next play for me, going Boston Bruins. Let's go Bruins. I got Bruins at minus 295. I was doing some research, and I follow all the local beat reporters for the Bruins. The Bruins are playing all of their guys tonight. I think they're going to, on Friday, they have their last game against Toronto. I think they're going to rest everybody. But tonight, they're playing everyone. So the Bruins are at full strength. Again, they opened minus 330, got down to around minus 300 because of the speculation of not playing everyone. But now it's creeping back up. I'm going to play Boston. At home, they are, on the year, home favorites, minus 200 or more off a win, 76%. Fave off a win, 67%. Bruins are 40-18 as a favorite, 25-13 at home. Defensively, big advantage for Boston. 2.7 goals a game allowed versus 3.5 for Buffalo. The Bruins are 3-0 against Buffalo this year. And I think the big advantage is Linus Ullmark, who's played really, really well down the stretch here. He may start over Swayman in the playoffs. He's going up against Tokarski. And Tokarski, journeyman guy, I think the Bruins playing very well right now, healthy, and wanting to maybe catch, can he catch Tampa Bay? It's unlikely, but it's technically, I believe, slightly possible. So I got the Bruins at minus 295. Next play for me, I'm going to go Tampa Bay. Let's go Tampa Bay. I got Tampa Bay minus 245. They actually opened like 300. They're down to 245. Again, speculation they're going to rest some guys. But I read that they're really resting nobody. Tampa Bay does have some motivation here. They got to fend off my Bruins. Tampa Bay at minus 245. That is my play. I'm going to lay it with the Lightning. Road favorites, minus 175 or more, 74%, 9% ROI this year. Tampa Bay is 46-22 as a favorite, 23-14 on the road. Defensively, only giving up 2.8 goals a game versus almost four for Columbus. And Brian Elliott, who used to be like Elliott starting, don't bet Tampa Bay. I looked up his stats. He's having a good year, 11-3, 2.33 goals against average. So I'm playing Tampa. I got Tampa at minus 245. Next play for me, I'm going to go Minnesota Wild here, guys. Minnesota Wild, I got them at minus 110. So it's kind of a pick'em type game. But at one time, it got up to Minnesota minus 115. It's kind of coming back down a little bit. But I put some faith into Minnesota from a motivational standpoint. They still have something to play for. They know they're going to play the St. Louis Blues in the playoffs. But it's up in the air who's going to get home ice. So you want to keep winning so that you can get home ice advantage. Meanwhile, Calgary has literally nothing to play for. They've wrapped up their spot. They can't go higher or lower. I don't know if Daryl Sutter maybe rests some guys tonight. Maybe get the backup goalie. But to me, this game means more to Minnesota. They have the home ice advantage. And Minnesota, 40-14 as a favorite, 29-8 at home. And they're coming off a loss to Arizona, which I don't think I mentioned this, guys. But did you see that? Arizona was, I think Minnesota was like minus 500, minus 550. I think it was the biggest favorite of the year, and they lose that game. So I think you want to get back on track, and I think with Flames nothing to play for, I'll tip my cap to the Wild in this one. So let's go Wild. I got the Wild at minus 110. Next play for me, I'm going to go Colorado Avs. I got the Avs at minus 260. Damn, they're up to minus 290. What I like about this one, Nashville, Rittich is in goal. Saros, their number one goalie, he's hurt. So you have a backup who, again, not the greatest. I want to bet against. Mikko Rantanen could be returning here for Colorado. You also have a lot of line movement. Again, minus 220 up to now minus 300, close to that with Colorado. You'd match home fave with a line move, 67%. Home fave off a win, opponent off a loss, 68%. Home faves 200 or more off a win, 76%. A lot of matches with Colorado. The Avs are 52-21 as a favorite, 32-5 at home. Better offense, 3.8 versus 3.2. Better defense, 2.8 versus 3. So give me Colorado. I got a minus 260, but now I'm seeing minus 290. Let's go Avs. And then two more. Going Edmonton. It's a big number, but I'm not going to mess around with puck lines right now. I took Edmonton at, I got minus 315 with Edmonton. It's a big number, but you're risking one unit, trying to get a third of a unit back. This is a motivation play. You look at the San Jose Sharks, they're done. They're eliminated. They got nothing to play for, really. You look at Edmonton, they have something to play for. Mostly individual guys. They're not going to rest McDavid or Draisaitl. They're both going for different awards for scoring and for MVP. So they're going to keep playing. You look at offensively, 3.5 goals a game Edmonton, only 2.6 for the Sharks. Edmonton, 38-17 as a favorite, 26-12 at home. And San Jose is 17-40 as a dog, 14-18 on the road. So I like Edmonton in this spot. I got Edmonton at minus 315. And then my last NHL bet tonight, I'm going to go Vancouver Canucks. Canucks are eliminated, but I think Kings are going to rest a lot of guys tonight. They got nothing to play for. They got a win for us yesterday. I think you're going to rest more guys tonight. It's the second leg of a back-to-back and a big steam move to Vancouver. Vancouver open minus 125. They're all the way up to minus 180. So I got Vancouver. Man, that was another number that moved, minus 160. But betting against a team on a back-to-back, like the Kings here, that is on the year favorite versus back-to-back team, 179-75, 70%, 8% ROI. You also have a favorite off a win, 67%. Home favorite off a win versus a non-playoff team last year, 74%. Home favorite with a line move, 67%. And Vancouver, offensively, 3 goals versus 2.9. They're 15-12 as a favorite, 19-4 at home. I'm going Vancouver. I got a minus 160. Now I'm seeing a minus 170. Big card today, guys. Our 7 bets. Can we get 5 of them? I got Minnesota minus 110, Colorado minus 290, Edmonton minus 315, Vancouver minus 170, Boston minus 295, Carolina minus 225, and Tampa Bay minus 245. Now let's turn our attention to a big NBA card for the playoffs here tonight. First one on the board, NBA. I will tell you guys, one theme for tonight is contrarian home dogs, fishy line moves. It's another theme here. And again, see if we can get some of these contrarian plays to bite here and these dogs to bark, because all three games are very lopsided tonight. So you know where I'm going to go with some of these. Philly and Toronto. Philly has the opportunity here to close out Toronto, but guys, Philly was up 3-0. They've lost the last two. The pressure is all on Philly. Will they be the first team ever to blow a 3-0 lead? You saw Doc Rivers. If you didn't see it, check it out. But he got really, really defensive about blowing all these 3-1 leads. And history tells you a lot of Doc Rivers teams, aside from my Celtics in 08, crumble here when you have a big lead. So with that pressure on Philly, even if you kind of get rid of that, I think there's value on the Raptors here. I'm going to go Raptors. I'll take the +1.5. I'm going to shop around and see if we can maybe get a +2 with Toronto a little bit later tonight. But either way, I'll take Toronto +1.5. Number one, they're only getting 32% of bets. Ironically, despite the 76ers really crumbling down the stretch here, public won't quit them. Still 68% of bets, laying the points with the 76ers. But here's the thing, line really hasn't moved at all. Open -1.5 with Sixers, stayed -1.5. Why hasn't it gone up to -2, -3? If everyone's betting Philly tonight, tells me liability on the Toronto Raptors. Again, only 32%, no Thibel because the series now goes back to Canada, and you have the history of Doc blowing these leads. So I'm going to take the points here with Toronto, contrarian home dog, sharp line freeze. Again, try to find a +2. If not, I'll go +1.5 with Toronto. Next play, wash, rinse, repeat. I'm going to go Pelicans in the points. This is an extremely lopsided play. At BetMGM, only 28% of bets are on the Pelicans here. Pelicans coming off that loss at the Suns. They're down 3-2. They're only getting 28%, but the line really hasn't moved at all. It's a carbon cut. It's very interesting how these lines are very similar. They might be, a 2.5 or a 1.5, but the same kind of theory applies. You open -2.5 Suns, it stayed 2.5, even though, again, almost, 72% of bets on Phoenix here. So tells me liability on the Pelicans. Why isn't this line gone up? Why is it so short? Everyone's running as fast as they can to lay with the Suns, yet the line has not moved at all. So I even see some shops who are down to 2.
So that's even a big, even bigger reverse line move. So I'll take Pelicans plus 2.5. And then my last play of the night, I hate it, but I got to play it. I feel like this team, I never cash a bet when I play this team. They always let me down. I always say to myself, I cannot keep banging my head against the wall with the Utah Jazz, but I'll bang my head against the wall one more time. I got to play the Jazz tonight, guys. Extremely lopsided. They're only getting 39% of bets at home. Do or die, obviously down 3-2. Now, what's interesting is this was a big line move back and forth. Utah actually opened about a 1.5-point favorite at home, a few days ago. Then you saw Donovan Mitchell could be out for this game. With a quad injury. You saw the line flip all the way to Mavs laying 2.5. But then Mitchell got upgraded to probable. The line's back down to a pick'em, basically. So the late movement is going toward Utah. They're only getting 39% of bets. Extremely lopsided. I got to play the Jazz here, guys. So if you can shop around, find a plus one, I'll take Jazz plus one. If not, I'll go pick'em or money line. And reminder, always compare the pick'em to the money line. It may feel like it's the same, but the juice could be a little different. Maybe a pick'em is minus 110 and a money line is minus 115 or minus 105. You're betting on the same thing, just win the damn game, but you could save yourself a little bit of juice there. So I'll be playing all of these gross contrarian plays tonight, guys. I'm trying to get 2 out of 3 of these. Give me Toronto plus 1.5 or try to find a plus 2. Pelicans plus 2.5 and Utah, either a pick 'em or money line or a plus 1 if you can find it. I'll also say, guys, you know, if you want to take these unders, I cannot blame you at all. Unders are now 31-14 in the NBA playoffs, 69%. They've been fantastic. I believe they were, weren't they 2-0 yesterday? Another big under day. But my only problem here is, you know, I feel like these lines are getting adjusted a bit. Like, remember when favorites were killing it, and yet we saw the odds makers adjust the numbers further to favorites and regression went back to the dogs? Like, I'll still lean unders in all these games, but these numbers are really adjusted downward. Like, if you look at the Sixers and Raptors, open 209.5, I think got to 210 at one point. It's back then to 209.5. That is the lowest total this series. So the under is 4-1 this series, but you had totals of 215, 217, 216, 213, 211. Now it's 209.5. So the under is cashing, but it's getting lower and lower. It's getting adjusted downward. So that gives me a little bit of apprehension to play these unders, because yeah, unders are killing it. But if they're adjusted 5 points down from, you know, early in the series, then you're not getting as much value. So same thing with like the Suns and the Pelicans. I was actually 214.5, kind of really hasn't moved off that one. It was 215, I guess, down to 214.5. Mavs Jazz, that's a 211, 210.5, hasn't moved off too much off the opener. My whole point is unders are killing it. You may say to yourself, let me blindly take all three unders. If you do, I hope you go 3-0. But just based on the adjusted numbers, I would just be a little careful of that, because if they get adjusted so low, because, you know, maybe public is finding out, hey, unders are killing it. They're betting all these overs. They're losing all the time because unders are cashing. So, hey, let me go the other way, take unders. But again, just like those favorites got shaded a little bit too much, maybe these unders are getting shaded a little bit too much. So, again, I'll lean under just out of principle in these postseason systems. But just be a little wary, because I think these numbers have been adjusted. And I don't know if the edge is as big as it was, you know, throughout early in the playoffs. But there you have it, guys. Toronto plus, hopefully 2 or 1.5. Pelicans 2.5. And Utah pick money line or plus 1. There you have it, guys. Woo! Another day, another dollar. A huge day in the arena. NFL draft. Massachusetts sports betting. Maybe passing today, hopefully. NHL, MLB. It is a great day to be alive. It is a great day to be sweating on sports. Sweating sports betting doesn't get anything better than that. So, reminder, guys, if you enjoy the pod, we've had a good week. We're up over 8 units on the week. It's been a good week so far. Knock on wood. Let's hope it continues. But maybe you've got a couple extra bones in your pocket. You want to make my day? There's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Pick up a copy of The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Just go to Amazon.com, type in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Grab one for you or for a friend. It's got everything I've learned in the industry written from the perspective of, hey, I'm a new bettor. I have no idea what to do. I don't even know where to start. How do I get into sports betting? Well, I got you covered with my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. How lines are set, how and why they move, a glossary of sports betting terms, how to locate sharp action in the form of line freezes, reverse line moves, steam moves, how to go contrarian, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, how to create a gambling community, the mindset you need to have to be a grinders with blinders sports bettor, as well as chapters on all the major sports. It's all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to pick up a copy, it would really mean a lot to me. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, maybe Fenway Park or the Garden soon in Massachusetts, or down in New York, breaking handle records every day in the virtual online market out in the desert where Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher are there. I'm getting jealous. I just did a Lombardi line and saw Patrick and Michael in studio. Also, if you're at the South Point where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, where you can get a $1 hot dog after you cash an MLB bet, or maybe at the sparkling new Circa with Stadium Swim with Stormy and the crew, hanging by the Mega Bar, getting a victory burger, chilling in front of the big screens, Mandalay Bay, LV Superbook, wherever it may be. You're going to walk up to me and show me some nice tickets from last night. Show me a San Diego Fathers ticket, Miami Fish, Minnesota, the Halos, Winnipeg, LA Kings, Chicago Under. Flash me one of those guys. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat some sharp contrarian plays all night. It is a big day. A big, big day. It's a bigger day than usual. And I'm not just saying that. Not just with Massachusetts sports betting, but everything going on. It's a big Thursday. So let's get the draft started off right. Let's get Walker number one, and then let's move on from there. Wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy the sweats. Do not forget to say a prayer for those of us in Massachusetts who are, dear God, praying we finally get legalized sports betting. Let's hopefully get some good news out of the Massachusetts Senate today. I wish you the best of luck, guys. Reminder, as always, stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But the beauty of smart money is it wins a majority of the time over the long haul. So we can consistently find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. Guess what? We're going to be okay long term. Wish you the best of luck, guys. Good luck. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. And let's start off with Walker number one. And hopefully we can cash some of these prop bets. Have a great NFL draft. And hashtag let us bet in the Commonwealth. Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.